This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by the Happiness Newsletter. Sign up and you'll get my newsletter for free. It has highlights from the podcast, the blog, my Facebook page, and everything else. To sign up, just text me at 66866, and in the message box, enter the word happier. You'll get a text back that asks you to enter your email address. Type in your email, and you'll get a confirmation, and you'll be signed up. I'm a gigantic raving fan of children's literature and young adult literature, and so I am obviously also a huge raving fan of the work of Laura Ingalls Wilder, the Little House books. I cannot even express how much I love these books, and if you have not read the Little House books since you were a child, I really urge you to read them again as an adult, because they are such masterpieces, and as an adult, you'll get more out of them because you bring more to them. And one of the things that I noticed rereading the Little House books as an adult is the portrait of Pa. Now, as a child, I saw Pa, you know, as this heroic figure. He's so brave. He's so resourceful. He can make anything. He can fix anything. He can solve any problem. And not only that, he's full of jokes and stories, and he's always playing his fiddle, and there's so much music. He's such a wonderful father. And I was also dimly aware as a child of the fact that sometimes Pa seemed to make some kind of questionable financial decisions, but that wasn't a very strong note to me. Well, when you reread the books as an adult, you see much more that Pa is making some really questionable decisions, and there's really financial problems that the family is facing, and you understand much more clearly the nature of the conflict between Ma and Pa and this issue of whether they're going to live near a town. So it's interesting to see that come out, you know, another element of the portrait. Now, so because I am such a huge fan of Laura Ingalls Wilder, I was really excited when a new book just came out, The Selected Letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder. And I was very struck by this letter that Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote to her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, in 1937. Now, Rose Wilder Lane was very, very involved in the writing of the Little House books. She was a writer herself. She helped her mother shape the narrative of the books, and she edited them very heavily. And so at this point, apparently Rose had asked her mother to describe the money troubles that were going on in the period that was leading up to the book that would become By the Shores of Silver Lake. And she asked Laura Ingalls Wilder to give a detailed description of their expenses. So Laura Ingalls Wilder is answering. And she concludes a long discussion related to the expenses related to Mary's illness. And then she adds, "You can see that all of this costs money. I would have no idea how much. I know Pa sent money home for doctor bills after he was working for the railroad. But Pa was no businessman. He was a hunter and trapper, a musician and poet." It's such a beautiful and honest tribute to Pa. Even with the people we love and admire the most, we don't have to pretend that they're perfect. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.